Vayter in Shas, Rambam Babasa, Daf Kuf Samach Dalet. Pick up a Kuf Samach Gimel Mubayz Badabahamad a page. Second to last line. Gufa Amar Rav. Rav said, Shtar Haba Huve Edev Amachak Kasher. If a shtar that comes with whatever's written in it, and the Edim on a parchment that was erased, then rewritten on Kasher. However, Frek the Gemara, beep turn the page. Kuf Samach Dalet. Vim Tomer Mochik Vachoser Mochik. Right, maybe right, we should be worried that the person is going to go ahead. They're going to have this erased piece of paper. They're going to write a whole shtar. They're going to sign on it, and then Chozer Mochi is going to erase the text again. Then rewrite whatever he wants. Nah, don't worry about that. Eino doma nimcha pamachas nimcha shtepam. You can't compare a piece of parchment that was erased one time to one that was erased two times. That wouldn't go. You'd be able to see clearly that it was erased twice. I v'leichash doma shadei diyusa amakom edim meikara umachikle. See, the difference is that you'll be able to see the different styles of the original signatures that were written on machuk, and the other ones, the more you erase it, the more worn down it gets, and therefore we're not worried about that situation. But we should be worried that maybe, what did he do? He put ink where the signatures of the original Edom will be, then he erased that area. And then he wrote the entire thing, and then he erased the whole thing, and then he wrote a shtar again, and he erased the whole part of the Edom, and basically he's going to end up having a way that the chi hadar machik le'lahai havalei idi ve'idi nechak shtabam. It ended up being that both of them are erased two times. Amar Abaye kasavirav ina Edom chos menel lechak. No, he holds that Edom are not going to sign on erased paper, elem ki nechak pifneim, unless it was erased in front of them. They have to see the shtar before it's erased, while there's still stuff on it. And then it'll be clear that the part in which they are going to be signing was erased once before, and they're going to not go ahead and sign again. Fact of Gemara. Well, we know that if one person goes and he writes on the niyar, that if he, you know, on stuff that's fresh, clean paper, and the Edom write on the erased part that it's taka kasher, right? If the one who has it can prove that the signatures are real, then the document is going to be good. The nechosh, hold on a second. If it's really true, if Rav is going to say that a shtar written and signed on erased klaf is going to be good, how could the shtar be good? Shouldn't be worried that Duma Machikle Vikasif Mai Dabai, that maybe he's gonna erase all the text over there and he's gonna write whatever he wants. Avale Huve Edov al Machakin, it's gonna be they're both equal footing of written on erased paper. The Gemara de Kasvi Hachi. We're dealing with the case. When is it gonna be good? Well, they write the following. Anachna Sadi Chasamna al Mechaka Ushtar Kasav Niyara. They write on the thing that we signed on erased paper, and the shtar was written on fresh. The kasve hecha. Now, where exactly are you going to write that? Imilatachas, if you want to say it's written below where they signed. Guys, like, you just cut off that part and you won't see it anymore and it'll be fine. Eli, if it's on the top, then machikle, you can just erase it and then it'll be like on equal footing with the erased document. Like, check out a picture, like if you have a shtar, and like every time you erase it, it goes down a level. Like it literally gets taken away from that parchment a little. So now when you erase it, you can just go ahead and erase it, it'll be on equal footing with that part where the text was written and erased. And for the Gemara, the Kusvi bein sada l'sada, he writes it between where the Edom are signing over there. And therefore, you can't cut off, you can't erase it. Okay, but if that's true, that's going to be good. So what about the Seifa? If it says, Hu alamachak ve'edav al niyar, puzzle. If the text is written on the erased part, like on one, minus one, and the Edom are on a regular footing, you know, on zero, then it's going to be a puzzle. Am I a puzzle? Why is it a puzzle? Hanami nichtrul hachi. Why can't you go and write in between there? Anachna sadi chasam al niyar, ushtar al machaka. Ashtanami mayamat, what do you want to say? Mochik choser umochik? Ha'amat, we already said, Eino domen nimchak pamachas and nimchak shtei pamim. Therefore, if you do it like this, it should work also. So, must be that the Bryce is saying that writing like this is not going to actually work. Says the Gemara. One, is it true that we say that if you it was erased once and erased a second time, that you can tell the difference between the first, you know, if it's erased once or twice? Hani mili, heicha dechasime sadi amechaka. That's where the witness is. They signed on the erased part. And then you compare what's underneath what they signed to what's next to it. Heicha delochasime sadi amechaka, but where the edim are not signed on the erased part, ela anyara, but on regular fresh, you know, level zero, in other words, brand new paper. And now the question is whether the one under the text was erased once or twice. Lo yodia, that you can't tell because you don't have a side by side over there. So in the second case of the Baisa, there's no way to hold to stop it from being forged, and therefore it's going to be no good. In fact, the Gemara, one second, v'lai simigil sachisa. Just bring another piece of parchment, v'limchok, and erase it once, v'lidami, and then go ahead and compare the two of them. Lo dami uchak daha migilta lo uchak daha migilta. You can't compare the erasure of one Megillah to the erasure of another Megillah. Like, one can be thick, one's thin, machlik shel klaf, av, and a nikar kol. You can't tell the difference between them, two different ones, only the same one. Okay, but let's just go and take edus from these witnesses, from their signatures that they have, and then erase the signatures and write something else on that paper, and then go ahead and compare the two situations over here, right? So the court should have these witnesses, right, or other people that recognize these witnesses should come and be made that the signatures and documents are good. And then we're going to be able to go and erase the signatures, write something else on that part, because they already established this is good. And then you go and you can compare side by side whether what happened over there. Rav Hoshaya, Eino Doma Nimchak Ben Yomo Nimchak Ben Shnei Yomim. You can't compare something which is erased, Nimchak Ben Yomo, was erased that day to erase, you know, 2 days, right? Since it's kind of like, you know, painting. The first day you could paint and you could fix the paint, but if it's a few days later, then they can have different colors. Let's do what we just said. And then keep the shtar there until the new one becomes older. And then we can compare the two. We're worried that maybe they're going to end up making a mistake. They'll end up doing it before letting it age and change the stages over there. And we don't want that to happen. Right, and they're not going to realize that you have to go out and leave it to age before you go and compare the two, and they're going to end up saying something which is good, which is really not good. Zok, the next part of the Mishnah, that if it's the tied up type of shtar, and they sign on the inside, but they're supposed to sign the outside, but sign on the inside, that could be good because you could just untie it, can unsew the shtar, and then you'll have it as a get pashut, and that's signed on the inside. Right? Fact the Gemara, Heshiv, Rabbi Ledivrei, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. He comes and asks a question on that. Beep, turn the page. Is it not true where they put the date on the shtar? You have to have a date that's written on the shtar. So the date that's used on the shtar of a pashut is not the same as the ones unbound. And that is on a kosher. Pashut malach shana monim lo shana shtayim monim lo shtayim. When it comes to a pashut that's open shtar, then the king, if the king was a king for 1 year, then they count for him 1 year. They say in the first year of the king, if it's shtayim, then monim lo shtayim. They say in the second year of the king, but makusher, when with kusher, malach shana, if he was for 1 year, monim lo shtayim. They count it like it was 2 years. And they say in the second year, shtayim monim lo gimel. And the second year, they count like the three. They go in the third year. That was the way that the Goyim used to go and do it. They would write, you know, as even though it was the first year, they write the second year to make it like, oh, it's very chashev. It's like you're already there for a while and you're already established and firm and everything's good. And the Chachamim added that in to a Get Mekusher. And again, the reason is because they wanted to make a Get Mekusher complicated. They wanted to make it more. You have to think it through and realize what you're doing and make things different in order to try to dissuade Kohanim from divorcing their wives, right? So how could you compare the two? When you open it up, it's going to be written in a different way. What may happen is you have two people, let's say I lend money to Bob, and then what ends up happening is that this person is going to He's going to, we're going to do Get Makusha. So he's going to say in the second year, and really it's the first year, but that's like the normal way of writing it for a bound one. And then, and the money's going to come to him, you know, Bob is going to come, he's going to pay me back the money within the year. Well, he pays up. He's going to say, Bob's going to say to me, give me back the shtar that you don't have to owe it to. And I'm going to say, oh, Irkusli, I'm so sorry, like I lost the shtar. But I tell you what, I'll write you a receipt, you know, that you paid me back. When there comes the time that's on the shtar that is bound, the makusher, then I'm going to make it do a pasha. I'm going to unfold it, and then what is going to happen? And then I'm going to say to him, these are the money you borrowed from me. You took a new loan, and therefore you have to pay me. Like, yeah, I gave you a receipt for the first one you borrowed because that came due. But now here, clear as you see, it's a get pasha, and it has a date, the second year, and now it's coming to the second year. So go ahead and pay me. You're going to mess him over. So clearly, this isn't going to work to make a sign on the inside because you could open it. Kasaver in kosin shover. The Gemara says, Chanina, he says, you don't write a shover in such a case. You don't write a receipt. So unless he could actually give the shtar, he's not going to get paid. And therefore, he's not going to be able to have to, he's not going to be able to pull a move where he gets paid twice. Frag the Gemara, Umi Baki Rebbe B'Mukusher, right? Rebbe wanted to go and knock out Rav Chanina by saying, oh, it depends on the date. You see, Rav Chanina, how could you say that if you open it up, it'll be fine? The signatures can be on the inside because you can open it up and then it's going to end up being a pashat and it's fine. We know that it doesn't work like that because of the system of how they used to date it. But did Rebbe know that well? Is he familiar with how Mukusher worked? Vahu Mukusher, but there's a story, it was story time with the Mukusher. That's like when Rebbe came in front of Rebbe and it was the first year of the king's reign, but it's dated the second year. If I'm right, Rebbe said, oh, this is a post-dated shtar because it's writing about something that didn't yet happen. Vamalo, Zonin the Rebbe, and Zonin said it to Rebbe, says the Rashbam, it's a shame, Chacham. Kach min haga shalom azu. This is the minute of this, of how the guys do this. Right? They go ahead and they, Malach Shana Monum Loshtaim, Mishtaim Monum Shalosh. They always go to the next year. Like, this is the norm. It says, Rashbam, Kachman Haga, the Rabbanon Tikun B'Mekusher, Ki Ahu Minog Lahafrid Mitzvos V'chukim Ubein Pashat L'Mekusher, Kedamin Reish Pirkin. So, he clearly didn't know this system. So, how could he have gone and asked this question on Rav Chanina? And for the Gemara, and the Kanami didn't know, but then he did know. Basad the Shaman, Mizon, and Svar. It's after he heard the Svar, then he came on and came against Rav Chanina. Story time. Ushtar Davakasabe, there was a Shtar that was written in it. Bishtas Ploni Archon. In the year of Ploni Archon. Says Rashbam, this was a shtar which was pashat. It was an open one. And says Rashbam, the kasav le b'shtas poloni archon love a ploni mi ploni. Someone borrowed from someone else. V'lo have a kasav bay kama shanu lachusa. Doesn't say how many years had the malchus she'oso melech or rishona or shnei or shlishes. Doesn't write archon zem melech or bishana rishona koron lo archon. He's called that in the first year. Kidla kaman the fee shaitam mitukan tukan hu kamo arich or lo arich. So this is what they used to call these leaders. They called them this in the first year, Arich from Lashon, like in order or arranged, and then it was set up. So Rabbi Chanina says, Yibadek emasai amad archon ba'archonusei. You got to check it out. This archon, to when it was that he was established and where he is, and we can assume that it was written in the first year of his reign. I have a dumb arach malchus. Maybe it means arach. That it means it was long. His malchus continued on for a while. Says Rashbam, Klomer la'achas sheheri chumalach kamashanu. After he did it for many years, love aploni zem aploni velo yitrefu lekuchos elam mikanu laba. They can only take it from henceforth. When it says in the shtar in the year of Ploni Archon, that might mean that the loan took place after the king was there for a long time, and since it's not clear exactly what it was, therefore it's mutter to collect it from stuff that was bought from the debtor only from here on. And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Hoshaya, Kach Minhag Shalom Azu, this is a minhag of this nation, Shana Rishona Koron Lo Archon, Shnia Koron Lo Digon, there's different names for each year that he was reigning, right? So That means the first year. V'dilma abure avru, but maybe they removed him from the throne, and they put him back as a king again. And therefore, it means the first year again from his second reign. So how do we know that means that it's the first year of the reign? In that case, they wouldn't call him Archon Udin, they would call him Archon Digon, like the first year of the second year. It wouldn't be straight up just Archon. Tanu Rabbanan Hareini Nazir. If a person says Hareini Nazir, then he's going to, we're going to see in a minute, he's not just saying Hareini Nazir, he says Hareini Nazir and he adds a word to it. So if he says Hareini Nazir and he adds a word, then depending on what the word is, it's going to make a difference in how long he's going to be Nazir. Simcha Samer Henya Achas. If he says Hareini Nazir, Henna, which means it's one type of Naziris, there's going to be only one 30 days. Digon Shtaim, he says, Digon, that means two. Trigon, three. Tetrigon, arba. Pentagon, chamesh. There you go. They got the pentagon. It's five different sides over there. Tanu Rabbanan, bayisagol, around the house. We see other type of words like this. And now we're saying, this Bryce is now talking about house that has terasa. We can see the same type of lashon. Tanu Rabbanan, bayisagol, digon, trigon, pentagon, eno metame benigoyim, tetragon metame benigoyim. If you have a round house, or you have a two-cornered house, like it's round on one end, straight on the other, and so you have a corner on each side. Well, let's say you have three corners, or if you have five corners, it's not going to be metame, it's saras. The saras in the house, it becomes tame, but not in these type of homes. But tetragon, metame, begayim, if it's a four-cornered house, then it becomes tame. But not immediately. How do we know? It's from the Tanur Rabbanan. Lamaila omer kir kiros. In the pasuk, it says instead of wall, it says walls. Right? What is the heilige pasuk in the Torah? The Torah states, "Vera is a nega." The coin sees the affliction. "Vehine a nega bekiros habayis shekaaruros yirakrikos o adam demos amarian shofam and akir." The affliction is on the walls of the house. It's depressed, deep greens or deep red, and the appearance is lower than the wall. So it uses the lush of their kiros shtayim, which shows that it's two. Lamato makir. Kiros, instead of kiros, it says kiros as well. So there's another shtayim. Or you can have the finesse of four. If it has four walls, then it's going to be connected to the yiftum, and if not, then not. Ha'u makusha dozal kamei the Rebbe. There was a guy makusha came in front of Rebbe. Vama Rebbe ein ze ein zman bazeh. He says, what? Is there no date on this? Amalo Rebbe Shimon bar Rebbe la Rebbe Shema bein kshar muvla. What do you mean? Maybe it's swallowed up in the folds of it. And Paliyev Chazay, so they ripped it open, and Taka, whoop, there it was. Hadar Chazabei Rebbe Bebishos. Rebbe then looked at Rebbe Shimon Bebishos, which means he gave him the stare down, blue steel. Why did he give him the look? The look. Chazabei Bebishos says Rashbam Kasavichu Kasvo Ubertzono Loha Yuose Mekusher. He thought he wrote, and he was upset that he wrote the Mekusher. Elapasha Lefisha told him, but people make a lot of mistakes when it comes to Mekusher. He didn't like that they wrote that. Inam another says Lefisha Haya Muvla Ben Kshar of Yosem Yidai Shrebi Atzma Tobo. It was so swallowed up in the recesses of the fold that he was going to make a mistake with it. Amale, so Hashem says to him, Lava no Kasmi. Rebbe, you're upset at me that I wrote this. I'm not the one who wrote this. Rebbe Huda Chayata Kasa. Rebbe Huda Chayat wrote it. Amalei, he says, Kalachim Lushon Hara Zeh. Stop from this Lushon Hara. Oy, Vavoy. He says, Rosbam, Klomer, Loyal Chalahatil Ashma Love, Hoyal Chalomer, Eni Ksaftiv. All you should have said is, I didn't write it. Why are you going and speaking Lushon Hara? And seeing that was did it. Zimna Yosef Kamei, another time Rebbe Shimon was sitting in front of Rebbe, Vikapasik Sidra Besefer Tehillim, and Rebbe was finishing a section of Tehillim. He was reading one of the five books. Amar Rebbe, right, Tehillim is split up. And Rebbe, Kama Yusuf Ksav Zeh, wow, how nice is this handwriting? Amalei says back to him, Lava no Ksav Zeh. He says, I didn't write it. You the Chayat HaKosvei. He wrote it. Amalei, so Rebbe said to him, Klach Melashon Hara Zeh. Stop with this Lashon Hara. So he says, well, hold on one second. Bishlam also makes up in the first case, Ika Lashon Hara. It was Lashon Hara because he's saying, about the Shtar, Bekusher. Elohacha, but over here, when he's saying it's such a nice Lashon, a nice ksav, my Lashon Harika. What Lashon Hara is by saying that? Mishum de Rav Dimi, Why is Loshnar? Because of Rav Dimi. The Tanu Rav Dimi Achur de Rav Safra. La'olam, interesting. Rav Safra, Sofer, there's a writing. Okay, interesting. La'olam Ayi Safra al Dematovas Asho Chaver. Really, but she never even speak of the good of his friend. She Medoch Tovaso Ba'ali De Ra'aso. Because if you're starting from the good, it's going to end up coming to the Ra, to the bad. You start speaking about all the good things, people are going to start pointing out the bad things also. Says Rav Shabbat, Ba'ali De Ra'aso, Lide Gunuso Medoch Shem Arabim Beshivcho, Maskirin Shem Gunus Shabo. You say, wow, so good, so good, so good, so good. Oh, yeah, but in this area, yeah, you know, he's not so good. Amarav Amram, Amarav. Shalosh Averis Ein Adam No Nitzel Mehem B'chol Yom. There are three Averis that a person is not saved from every day. In other words, there's some way that we're going to come, we're going to fall to these things. It is so challenging to not fall to these. Very intense. And that is, Hiru Avera, Hiruim, thoughts of Averis, V'iun Tefillah, and looking into Tefillah. Says the Rishbam, what does that mean? That means a person is Yesh Mifarshim, Shalachish, this Baal, but after a person Davins, Dan Belibo, hey, he says, you know what? She Yishlam Lo, Shishalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Scharo, Hashem is going to give it to him, V'yas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzorcho, V'yishmat Filos, V'yishmat Filos, V'yishmat Filos, V'yishmat Filos, V'yishmat Filos, V'yishmat Filos, of course Hashem is going to listen to me. It's like, okay, you think just because you did that, it's going to happen? Okay, that's one way of understanding the Rishbam. Tosa says a little differently. Means the Yitzfil means you're not properly concentrating. So number one is here, Avera. Number two is hard to concentrate in davening. Ooh, Lashon Hara. Number three is Lashon Hara. Effectively, Gemara, Lashon Hara. You think that every person speaks Lashon Hara every single day? Beep, turn the page. Kuf Samachay. Ella Avak Lashon Hara. No, it doesn't mean straight up Lashon Hara. Every single person speaks every day. Here, Avera, boom. It's like all over the place. You got to be careful. Not davening during tefillah. Yeah, that's very hard. They're concentrating very hard. Or thinking that maybe I did it, but not concentrating. Yeah. And but the Lashon Hara, no, it means Avak Lashon Hara. It says there's problem to Kigon to Amre Nura Bay Plaunia Ba'erchen. It's like the case of a person says, oh yeah, there's always fire found by the house of so-and-so, which can be understood in a positive way or in a negative way. So therefore, I have to be careful with that. I'm going to read the Rav. Rove begezel. Most people are suspected of some sort of gezel, right? Because what do? They go and they say no, but they justify rationalize what they're doing. Says Rashbam, Rove begezel, Rove b'nei Adam, chashudan al gezel, kein gezel shmurin, t'latira, b'maso matan, la'akiv, ishmireva, charoi, le'chaver. They go and they justify, really, they shouldn't pay certain things or they should get money. Omiyot by Raus and minority of people, we suspect them of being involved in arous, immoral behaviors. Vakob lashon hara, but everyone lashon hara. Belashon hara, sagadak. We think rovers or someone speaking lashon hara. Ella avak lashon hara. What it means is avak lashon hara. May Hashem save us from these things every single day. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.